Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
What up? This is Shan, and this is Cozy Womb Podcast. This is Ari. Say hi.
Hi.
Say hi, Anya.
Hi.
What up?
Say what?
What is in the dairy? Because let's be honest, this milk is not what it used to be. When I was a kid, and there's like a million different kinds of milks in the dairy section, okay? And this cheese does not taste how it used to taste when I was a kid. And the artificial cheeses that are on these shelves is ridiculous. And I guess there are still people walking this earth and purchasing these dairy products that don't understand what's in the dairy. So I'm talking about what's in the dairy.
Okay.
All these hormones in this food. So dairy is not the safest go-to these days. You know, like back in the day, we had commercials that swore milk does the body good, and we had advertisements in magazines with people with the milk mustache and all of that. Athletic people, intelligent scientists, we have intellectuals, our teachers, our parents telling us to drink our milk and drink our OJ and eat our eggs and eat the cheese, and it's on the pyramid for food. But in reality, no one, I think, right now should be consuming this dairy, because if you think about a cow provides milk to its calf, which is the baby cow. Eventually, that baby cow gets off of that mama's breast and starts eating food. So why the hell is cow's milk being pushed to human beings to be sipped up through infancy, through 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 ages, through our teens into our adult life, and then we wonder why we have all of these sicknesses and all of these things that are going on with our bodies, and why kids are maturing earlier than usual, why young girls are getting their menstrual cycles really early, and why our boys are having mustaches in like 7th grade and sometimes grade school, and their voices are getting deep and they're, you know, much more aggressive than usual, or you know, everything is coming too fast, too early, and this milk is really not helping their bodies. Like, milk does not improve your bone health, okay? It is linked to increased risks of prostate cancer. It gives women a higher ovarian cancer risk. You know, cow's milk protein may be linked to triggering type 1 diabetes through molecular mimicry, which is basically just the activation of T and B cells within your body that's not agreeing with your body. Therefore, it starts attacking your body in a way. And I just think we need to all be mindful of how these animals are being treated that we're getting food from. Whether it's the meat or it's their milk, the fact that, you know, some animals are being forced to mate so we can have some type of produce from them is wrong. A lot of the fat that's in milk, if you ever seen milk processed in order to be in your refrigerator, you probably wouldn't drink it. The pus that's on top of milk and within milk, and when you pour it out and how it gets old and the smells, like, there is a reason why we should all stop drinking cow's milk, okay? A lot of people now, they make their own milk from cashews, from different nuts, and they make their own milk at home or with other plant-based items, and they can make milk from there, and they'll use it in their cereals or in their cakes or whatever milk may be needed for, oatmeal, things like that. But you don't necessarily need cow's milk. You know, populations who consume more dairy have a higher rate of multiple sclerosis, and that is something that you mostly would see older people in older age deal with. But now some people are dealing with that issue in their 30s. So when it comes to our kids pushing milk to be given to them, I don't think it should be something the state should be forcing you to do. Like, I just recently changed a girl's school, and they were telling me, you didn't bring any milk, or you didn't sign the form for milk. I said, they don't really drink milk. So they were like, well, they have to drink milk under Georgia state law. You have to give them milk at least twice a day, unless you're going to get a note from their doctor saying they don't drink milk. So I was like, what the hell? I was like, all right. So I went to the store and I got a Bolthouse plant-based milk, and I gave it to her school to give her and her sister. And I also give them a flax milk sometimes that they may use in their cereal or when I'm making their oatmeal. I may go ahead and use it, or pancakes. Like, I try to stay away from a lot of dairy, even like eggs. I try to get the organic eggs. Does it really make a difference at the end of the day? It probably doesn't. But I get the organic brown eggs, and I try to only let them have it once or twice out of the week. And it's very hard because my youngest daughter, Aria, she really loves eggs. Anya will eat eggs sometimes, but she's really not big on eggs. But she really does love cheese. I really don't like cheese. I just like the consistency of cheese in my mouth. Don't ask. I don't know why. That's how I like to eat cheese. Milk, I really don't eat a lot of cereal these days. A lot of cereal has a chemical in it that can be found in paint thinner that's in a lot of our kids' cereals and adult cereals. So just pay attention to the ingredients in there. There's a lot of GMO products and a lot of cereals that are on the shelves. Also, there's a pesticide ingredient that is found in a lot of products, as far as like Oreos, Cheez-Its, Goldfish, lot of cereals that are on the shelf, crackers. So we just got to pay attention to the things that we're eating and make sure we're eating things that are healthy, that are for us. You know, milk tends to give a lot of people increased cholesterol levels. Higher milk intake is linked to some acne issues. And some people, I don't know if you suffer from acne, but what's been helping me a lot with like my skin lately has been taking 2 teaspoons of black seed oil, liquid seed oil, in the morning and at night. That has helped me like clear up my skin. And some people may call milk cancer fuel, because it has high hormones inside. You know, 49% of calories that are found in milk are from fats. You know, you could always try a plant based vitamin D milk. You can cheese has a higher consistency of a lot of milk, because each bite of cheese is like 10 times the amount of milk that somebody would intake. Hold on. What is it, Aya?
Can I come here?
Why?
Because I want to.
No. We don't want to hear nothing. What am I talking about? What am I talking about? You don't even know what I'm talking about.
A podcast.
But what am I podcasting about?
About food.
What about food? I'm talking about milk. Do they make you drink milk at school? What do you think milk does? Yeah. Cow's milk is not good for us. And I think a lot of people push cow's milk to humans to drink and consume, and we shouldn't be doing it. So that's why I give you and your sister a plant-based milk. We don't need any milk right now. Anya, get up. You don't need any milk. But yeah. So let's just ease off of like the milk and take this for instance. I've been like a real milk drinker. Like I would drink plain milk, whole vitamin D milk to the face, and that's without Oreos. Sometimes that's without chocolate syrup, and just drink it. I don't do that anymore. I did that when I was like 8, 9, 10. I don't do it anymore, and you know, it's just, your body is just going to be a lot better without a lot of dairy. You know, the dairy that we have is very much processed. The animals that we get the dairy from, they're not even being allowed to eat, you know, food from the earth at their own pace. They're being cut at the size of their bodies with holes in it, so people, human beings, can pour food into these animals so they can process the food faster. Because in America, we're eating so much food and cow and whatever animal that there is that's supposed to be raised on a farm at an alarming rate that farmers cannot keep up. So they have to force feed these animals, and the things that they're feeding these animals are going into these animals, and these animals are producing a form of milk that is being put on our shelves for us to consume that is not the healthiest. And there's no way you can do something horribly bad and have a great outcome at the end. And I think a lot of human beings are paying for it. So people, be mindful of what you're feeding your kids. Be mindful that the hormones that are in these foods are not doing our kids any good. Watch the milk, watch the cheese, watch the eggs. A lot of mucus when you're sick comes from a lot of these foods, and we should not be eating them. Read the labels and be mindful of things that are on the shelves in the stores that do not have detailed ingredients of what's in the product, because you kind of want your kids to be around to have their own kids. And you kind of want your kids to be around to be grandparents. And at the rate that we're eating these artificial foods, I don't think we're going to have a long-lasting population of intelligent people living out their lives to the fullest, eating the crap that's given to us in these grocery stores. So what's in your dairy?
Good night, good night, good night, good night.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.